Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa wants economic growth of more than 3% by the end of next year. That's the ambitious target laid out by President Ramaphosa, launching the next phase of the compact between government and business. It won't be easy, says Business for SA Vice President, also Discovery CEO Adrian Gore, but it is achievable. The target is based on expedited reforms along with operational improvements at Eskom and Transnet. If it happens, says Gore, it could generate around 1 million additional jobs by 2030. Some 140 CEOs of the top companies in the country have pledged their financial and practical support for the scheme. And further afield, Deputy President Paul Mashatile is spearheading a team in London seeking to attract investment in public-private infrastructure partnerships to South Africa. National Treasury has put a ban on any new major infrastructure spending, but it has amended regulations governing public-private partnerships to make it easier for business to invest in them. No details yet as to whether the Deputy President has any fish on the line. And despite the sharp drop in the price of fuel, which came into effect at midnight, there's some grumpiness amongst motorists in and around Gqeberha. And that's because we won't see as much of a decrease as the rest of the country. Why? Well, remember the damage caused to a tanker berth last year. Repairs are still ongoing. But in the meantime, fuel for this area now has to be brought in by truck from East London. The transport companies want to recover their costs. The Department of Minerals and Energy agrees, so Gqeberha, along with several magisterial districts in some other parts of the Eastern Cape, Northern Cape and Free State, will be paying about 10.5 cents a litre more than the rest of the country. And that will be the state of play until the repairs to the terminal are completed. On the markets, the JSE ended last evening just above flat, while London's FTSE was up 0.5%. Then came the Iranian missile attack on Israel. Wall Street closed with the Dow down 0.4%, the S&P 500 down 1%, the Nasdaq down 1.5%. Tokyo this morning down 1.7%, Hong Kong up nearly 6%, and Sydney is flat. The US dollar has firmed to 1.11 to the euro. The rand is off its earlier highs, 17.35 to the dollar, 19.20 to the euro, 23.05 to sterling. Gold at 2,655, platinum 999, Bitcoin just over 61,760, and Brent crude oil also much firmer in the wake of that Iranian attack, now just over $73.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.